Hey, is everything all right? Are you okay? Yeah, of course I had to call you. You can't just say you're not feeling well over text and then not reply to me. I was worried. Oh, so you've already been to the doctor? It's just a cold? You say that you're fine, but I don't believe you. I would believe you if you didn't sound so terrible and cough after every other word. Just a little cough? We clearly have very different definitions of the word little. Fine, fine. I'll stop nagging you. You should get some rest, though. Straight to bed with you. Wait, what? Did you just say you have to work? No way, you should not be working at all. You sound terrible. You should be in bed. I'm sure the doctor told you the same thing. I understand you have deadlines, but... can't you speak to your boss? I'm sure they have other people who can get it done. Don't hang up on me. Hey. Hey, it's alright. It's just me. It looks like you passed out on the couch. Seriously? No hello? Straight to what am I doing here? Well, after you so rudely hang up on me, I rushed right over. You didn't answer the door when I knocked. I got worried, so I used the spare key that you gave me. I figured this definitely counted as an emergency. You can't sleep on the couch like this, especially when you're sick. Come on, get up. I'm making sure that you go to bed. No ifs, ands, or buts. Straight to bed with you, mister. I don't want to hear another word about work. You've already done a lot. I'm sure the rest can wait for you to get better. Besides, if you do carry on to work in this condition, I'm sure you're just gonna end up redoing everything once you're better. If you keep making excuses not to go to bed, I'm gonna have to get physical here. Don't make me carry you to bed. And seriously, I will do it. I might hurt my back and then I would have to go to the chiropractor, but I'll still do it for you since you're my best friend. Yes, I am trying to guilt you into taking care of yourself. Is it working? Or am I going to have to carry you on my shoulder? Come on, mister. March straight into the bedroom of yours and get into bed. Yes, straight into bed. Stop messing around and just get in. Yes, under the covers. Did you just say I can go now? No way, mister. I know the moment I leave, you're gonna go straight back to your laptop and continue to work. Even if your body's telling you it can't. You really need to take better care of yourself. Sorry. You know I should not be hitting you when you're sick, but you can't just say that. You can't say nobody cares. Am I nobody? I care. I care a lot. I am here now because I care about you. So, get those kinds of thoughts out of your head. Good. Now that we're on the same page, just lay back and let me take care of you. What's that old adage? Feel a cold, starve a fever? Or is it starve a cold, feed a fever? Calm down, I'm only joking. I know that's not true. There's only one tried and true treatment for colds. Plenty of rest, good food, and fluids. So, do you have a thermometer? I want to check your temperature. Oh, you don't have one? When I was a kid, my mom would check my temperature by using her forehead and placing it on mine. You don't have to yell no so loud. What? You don't want me to catch your cold by doing that? I see. Is that the only reason? Or maybe you're just embarrassed? Fine, I believe you. You're really red, but that's definitely the cold, right? I'll check your temperature with the back of my hand. Is that fine with you? Or is having a girl's hand on your forehead also too much? Sorry, I'll stop teasing. I apologize for taking this time to tease you, but when else am I going to get the chance? Normally, when you're full of energy, you're always the one teasing me. You do seem to have a bit of a fever. Where are the meds that you got from the doctor? What's with the sudden guilty look you have on your face? Okay, fine. I promise I won't tell it to you. Let me get this straight. You didn't go to get the prescription filled out because you wanted to get back to work as soon as possible? I promised. I'm not gonna yell at you today. But that's very irresponsible of you. Where is it? I'll go get it after I'm done here. How are you feeling? I just want to make sure that you're alright before I head out. Terrible isn't very helpful. Do you have a headache? Or is your throat sore? Okay, I see. I'm not really sure how to treat those without medication, so it looks like I'll have to run to the pharmacy sooner rather than later. Since I'm gonna pop out, what do you wanna eat? I'll grab some ingredients on the way back to whip you up something delicious. Oh, you don't know? Fine, I'll decide. I'll make some of my famous chicken soup. I'll be right back. Hey, I'm back. You better be resting. I managed to get everything on the prescription. I even got some extra stuff, just in case you have nasal congestion or a sore throat, a cough, or pains later. Oh, are you asleep? Are you asleep or just pretending? I found your dirty magazine collection while I was hiding your laptop, you know. Okay, you're definitely asleep then. I hope you don't mind if I just sit here by your bedside to watch over you. I won't make too much noise. I don't want to disturb that adorable sleeping face of yours. Even when you're sick, your face is just... What's wrong with me? I should be taking care of you, not taking advantage of the situation. It's your fault, actually, because whenever we hang out these days, it's never just us. You always want to hang out in a group. I preferred it when it was just us. When I had you all to myself. I could look at the cute face of yours all I wanted. Whenever we were watching a movie or playing video games, I can't really do that with other people around since they might say something. It's wrong, isn't it? It's wrong for a girl to feel this way about her best friend. To have this kind of thoughts about wanting to hold your hand and go on dates and other stuff. It's your fault, really. You made me start looking at you like this. Why do you have to be so kind to me? Why do you always have to be there to listen to me whenever I'm upset and you always know exactly what to say? Why do you have to be so funny and cute and annoying at the same time? It would be so much easier to just be friends if you didn't do everything that you do for me. If you didn't care about me so much. And I don't know if I'll ever be able to work up the courage to ever say this to you when you're awake, so please forgive me for saying it like this. I love you. Just as you are. What? You're awake? You're awake? Since when? Why? What? Oh. What did you just say? You love me too? Do you really mean that? You're not just delirious from the fever? Wait, so because you realize you have feelings for me, you made sure we were never alone together because you didn't want to say anything to ruin our friendship? Wow. So I guess you felt this way for a while too. I can't believe it. You love me too. I guess we were both scared of losing our best friend, so we didn't say anything. I guess we're both idiots in that regard. I wanna kiss you so badly. I mean, you are sick after all. I don't think we should do this, right? I mean, if it was up to me, I wouldn't really mind getting sick. I've been waiting for this for so long that it's the last worry on my mind. Oh, fuck it. Come here. I needed that so bad. If you don't want to do this right now, just let me know, okay? I'll understand, of course. Are you sure? Okay. I know a better treatment than some chicken soup. Let me give it to you. You can just stay down there and relax. I'll do all the work, babe, don't worry. Let me get on top of you. I'll take off my clothes. You just watch and enjoy. Starting to feel a little bulge below me. Let me take care of that. Let me ride that fever out of you. Fuck. Be a good boy for me, okay? And I promise that by the end of tonight, you'll feel so much better. I'll make sure that You feel better. If you make me feel good too. Just be a good boy. And let me ride you. Look at me. Focus on me, babe. Look at me over you. Watch me ride you. Does this feel good? You look so cute and adorable down there. Like, that feels so good. I'm gonna use you all night. Good boy.